Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. A deer was found dead on a driving range of a golf course in Michigan. Authorities from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources reported that the animal had been shot with a rifle linked to a convicted felon. Michigan offers hunters plenty of legal opportunities to harvest a white-tailed deer, so there should be no need to harvest the animal illegally. Still, every year, we hear many stories of illegal poaching in the lower and upper peninsulas. In Michigan, deer poaching is considered a serious misdemeanor. Convictions carry mandatory fines ranging from $200 to $1,000 and up to 90 days in jail, and the loss of hunting privileges for 3 years. Offenders must also pay a minimum restitution of $1,000 per deer, with higher fees for antlered bucks, starting at $1,000 for the deer, plus an additional $500 or more for each antler point. Fines and penalties increase further if the poacher is a convicted felon prohibited from owning firearms. It's well known that deer often visit golf courses in Michigan, where hunting is prohibited, offering them a safe haven and abundant food. In theory, a deer in Michigan doesn't have anything to worry about when hanging around a golf course, other than a stray golf ball falling out of the sky on a deer. The DNR says that finding a dead deer on a golf course driving range in Clinton County led them to a convicted felon who was prohibited from possessing a firearm and admitted to shooting the deer with a .22. A witness directed DNR officers towards a location where the gunshot was heard. Following a trail of footprints, a conservation officer tracked them to nearby properties. When confronted, the suspect admitted that he didn't expect to actually hit the deer. The suspect faces charges for illegally possessing a firearm as a convicted felon, in addition to multiple hunting violations. And a federal judge who presides in Bay City has taken a leave of absence in the wake of media outlets reporting on his arrest following an alleged drunk driving crash. At the same time, a nonprofit judicial watchdog group has leveled a misconduct complaint against the judge. The U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan announced on February 23rd that Judge Thomas L. Luddington, 72, volunteered to take a leave of absence from the bench pending the resolution of his own criminal matter in state court. And the largest used car dealership in the U.S. has agreed to issue payments to service members who had their vehicles illegally repossessed. The Justice Department accused CarMax of violating the Service Members Civil Relief Act by repossessing the vehicles after the owner was ordered into military service. Federal law prohibits businesses from repossessing service members' vehicles without a court order, said Assistant Attorney General Harmeet K. Dillon of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. The Department of Justice is proud to defend the rights of those who serve in our military and will continue to vigorously enforce the laws that protect them. As part of the agreement, CarMax will pay at least $420,000 in damages to service members, along with a civil penalty of just under $79,400. According to a consent agreement, CarMax repossessed at least 28 vehicles that belong to military members. Those members will now receive a minimum of $15,000 each. When we come back after this public service announcement, we'll continue with our national news.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases spread by ticks occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our national news. Senate bill proposes $311 million for AI weather forecasting. A new Senate bill introduced yesterday recommends $311 million for fiscal year 2026 to help NOAA develop AI-driven weather forecasting data sets. The goal is to create more accurate global and regional weather models. Supporters of the bill argue that leveraging AI is essential for predicting extreme weather events more reliably. The legislation has received bipartisan interest as a way to modernize the nation's meteorological infrastructure. And that was your local, regional, national news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here, as with your obituaries and weather at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.